He brought out of him a man of mercy, who found favor in the sight of all people, a man loved by Elohim and men, even Moses, whose memory is blessed. He made him equal to the glory of the set-apart ones, and magnified him in the fears of his enemies. By his words he caused the wonders to cease. Elohim glorified him in the sight of kings. He gave him commandments for his people, and showed him part of his glory. He sanctified him in his faithfulness and meekness. He chose him out of all people. He made him to hear his voice, led him into the thick darkness, and gave him commandments face to face, even the Torah of life and knowledge, that he might teach Jacob the covenant, and Israel his judgments. He exalted Aaron, a set-apart man like Moses, even his brother, of the tribe of Levi. He established an everlasting covenant with him and gave him the priesthood of the people. He blessed him with stateliness and dressed him in a glorious robe. He clothed him in perfect splendor and strengthened him with symbols of authority, the linen trousers, the long robe, and the ephod. He encircled him with pomegranates, with many golden bells around him, to make a sound as he went, to make a sound that might be heard in the temple, for a reminder for the children of his people. With a set-apart garment, with gold, blue, and purple, the work of the embroiderer, with an oracle of judgment, Urim and Thummim, with twisted scarlet, the work of the craftsman, with precious stones engraved like a signet in a setting of gold, the work of the jeweler, for a reminder engraved in writing, after the number of the tribes of Israel, with a crown of gold upon the mitre having engraved on it, as on a signet, holiness, an ornament of honor, the work of an expert, the desires of the eyes, goodly and beautiful. Before him there never have been anything like it. No stranger put them on, but only his sons and his offspring perpetually. His sacrifices shall be wholly burned twice every day continually. Moses consecrated him and anointed him with set-apart oil. It was an everlasting covenant with him and to his offspring, all the days of heaven, to minister to Yahuwah, to serve as a priest, and to bless his people in his name. He chose him out of all living to offer sacrifice to Yahuwah, incense and a sweet fragrance, for a memorial, to make atonement for your people. He gave to him in his commandments authority in the covenants of judgments, to teach Jacob the testimonies, and to enlighten Israel in his Torah. Strangers conspired against him and envied him in the wilderness, Dathan and Abiram with their company, and the congregation of Korah with wrath and anger. Yahuwah saw it, and it displeased him. In the wrath of his anger they were destroyed. He did wonders upon them, to consume them with flaming fire. He added glory to Aaron, and gave him a heritage. He divided to him the first fruits of the increase, and prepared bread of first fruits in abundance. For they eat the sacrifices of Yahuwah, which he gave to him and to his offspring. However, in the land of the people, he has no inheritance, and he has no portion among the people, for Yahuwah himself is your portion and inheritance. Phinehas the son of Eleazar is the third in glory, in that he was zealous in the fear of Yahuwah, and stood fast when the people turned away, and he made atonement for Israel. Therefore a covenant of peace was established for him, that he should be leader of the sanctuary and of his people, that he and his offspring should have the dignity of the priesthood forever. Also he made a covenant with David the son of Jesse, of the tribe of Judah. The inheritance of the king is his alone from son to son. So the inheritance of Aaron is also to his seed. May Elohim give you wisdom in your heart to judge his people in righteousness, that their good things may not be abolished, and that their glory may endure for all their generations.